Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council, honor individuals and businesses in the region's government contracting sector. Brian Sheridan is Principal Vice President and General Manager of Bechtel's Defense and Security Business Line. And that organization is a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award in the greater than $300 million in sales category. Brian, first of all, congratulations on this terrific honor. Tell me what you do for clients in the federal space. Thanks for coming on, Brian.
Sure. In our defense sector, we principally do two things. One, we design, build, and operate highly complex plants to take on some of the government's most difficult technical challenges. And then we also operate and maintain very complex facilities for the government. For example, for the Army, we are designing, building, and operating two plants which will safely destroy almost a million rounds, chemical rounds left over from the Cold War. We also do things like operate Los Alamos and Livermore National Labs for the Department of Energy. We operate the Reagan Test Site for the United States Army. So if it's complicated and it's hard and it's technically challenging, that's what we're interested in doing.
Brian, what are you seeing trend-wise in the contracting space? We hear themes all the time about low price technically acceptable and hardening requirements and all those kinds of things. What's striking you right now as either the biggest challenge that the government, the individual agencies bring to you, or the biggest challenge that you're having right now in being able to serve the agencies the way that you want to serve them?
Well, I would say the biggest challenge that we face and our government customers face right now is stable and predictable funding. So every time we get into one of these continuing resolutions or shut the government down scenarios, it really wreaks havoc on our ability to execute and perform for the government and for our government customers to perform their mission. So stable and reliable funding is very critical going forward and one of our bigger challenges. On the acquisition front, I may be an optimist, but I'm hoping we move away, and in some markets, I think we're starting to see a move away from LPTA contracting, and I think it's a bit of a pendulum swing, and I think the government has found out that when, you know, as your parents always told you, there's no free lunch, and so when you get the lowest price technically acceptable bid, you're generally speaking getting a vendor who has no corporate reach back, no technical strength, and they really don't have any ability to solve challenges as they arise. You move into more of a best value environment. There you get corporations like Bechtel with tremendous technical strength, tremendous corporate reach back, the ability to go in and help the customer solve unexpected and difficult challenges as they arise.
What I think is interesting is it seems to me that my understanding is we're far enough into the LPTA pendulum swing now, Brian, that agencies are starting to understand, first of all, life cycle implications of buying LPTA. And secondly, that concept that you're talking about, there's some companies that just decided we're not going to play that game. And if that's the way that some of these contracts are going to go, we'll stay out of that. And I am seeing and hearing some of the companies that agencies wanted to bid in certain areas just decided not to because they didn't think it was worth it for them to do it.
No, that's right. And when we go in, and I go in and have customer calls on a regular basis throughout the DoD community with the acquisition folks, with the mission side customers, and we discuss their contracting approach. And if it's going to be an LPTA and they have an LPTA mindset, I will tell them very directly up front, we're not interested because we bring tremendous value, but that tremendous value you have to be willing to pay for. If you don't think you need that value, then by no means don't
right.
pay for it because you're not going to get it. So, there's lots of markets that we won't serve. And what we really hope also, and this is actually where the conversation gets more interesting, don't tell me it's a best value procurement, but really it's an LPTA mindset you're bringing to it.
Yeah.
You're going to end up getting the same solution again. So it's a challenge for our customers. It's a challenge for us. But that's where the market is right now.
What are the clues that you see when something turns out to be like that, where you understand it's supposed to be LPTA, or I mean, supposed to be a best value, but it winds up being based solely on price?
We look, I mean, if you look right at your L&M and the evaluation factors, they're telling you how, at least in theory, they're supposed to be evaluating it. And even subtle word choices that they use can give you some clue where they are. But I look for past performance quals. The more past performance they want, in the case like Bechtel, the more technically demanding the past performance examples are that they want, the more likely it is that they are looking for someone who can truly provide a best value solution. The lower the bar is on past performance, the lower the bar is on kind of PM credentials, the more likely it is that they're heading in an LPTA direction.
It's great to talk to you, Brian. Congratulations on this selection as a finalist for the Contractor of the Year and the $300 million or more in sales. And I wish you the best at the Fairfax Chambers Awards Ceremony. Thank you very much for coming on, and congratulations again.
Yep, thank you.